Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. We've reached the halfway mark of the season. The Eagles are looking to get back on track against the Oakland Raiders.
On today's show, we're going to take a close look at what went wrong against the New York Giants.
We'll also take a look at what makes this Oakland Raider offense a dangerous one to defend.
And as he does each and every week, head coach Chip Kelly will join me right here for some film work. Eagles Game Plan starts right now. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger, along with Mike Quick and Ike Reese. We're joined here every week as we kind of break down the Eagles. And Mike, it was a disappointing loss last week to the Giants at home. What stood out to you in that loss? What's wrong with the offense?
Well, that's what stood out to me, this offense that's being very non-productive right now. And, you know, we talked about it last week. The one thing that we all thought was this offense can score points against anybody. But we're not seeing that. And I think it really begins at the line of scrimmage with the big guys and big guys creating space. And Baldy, we'll get into it a little bit more on how important it is for the linemen to hold those blocks. And then, very key, the running backs staying on course. That's so important. So if you get this offense running, then the passing game will certainly open up.
So it can be fixed, Mike.
It can be fixed.
Ike, what stood out?
The lack of explosive plays. I mean, we looked at this team the first 4 weeks of the season, and granted, they were sitting at 1-3, but they were still in the top five as far as offensive yardage, being able to get 20-plus yard plays. Just haven't seen
the last field position.
And last week, I mean, I've never seen a game where an offensive side of the football didn't have one play that got the crowd excited. Right. And that's the biggest thing to me. This is supposed to be an explosive offense, and we just haven't seen the explosive plays.
I'm going to stay on the positive side right here and just say there was another winning effort by the defense. I mean, you keep the New York Giants out of the end zone for 60 minutes. You got to feel good about what you're able to accomplish. They got a couple of short fields. They kept them out of the end zone. They forced them to kick field goals. And I think any time your defense can keep a team out of the end zone, that's an effort that is capable of winning games. You hold the Giants to 15 points. I like the way this defense is competing. I like the effort from a lot of guys. And so I'm going to just stay positive and say the Eagles defense had another winning effort. Like, it seems like every single week, Billy Davis has a new wrinkle in the defense that's kind of helping them out. It shows up on Sundays.
Yeah, and I'm having fun watching this defense, Baldy. Billy Davis is reminding me of the old Jim Johnson. He has no problem bringing pressure from all direction, using all of his 11 defenders at his disposal. And this week was no exception, as we found out late in the second quarter. It's third down, and the Giants come out in 11 personnel with a bunch formation to the left. The Eagles employ only one down lineman on this play as Cedric Thornton lines up over center. Over the bunch formation, we see Brandon Boykin, Trent Cole, and Fletcher Cox lined up outside the hash. The Giants don't know who's coming from where, and there's confusion for New York before the snap. After the snap, we see that Davis is in fact sending all three, as Cox, Cole, and Boykin are all sent after quarterback Eli Manning. Thornton's pre-snap alignment over the center allows him to occupy two blockers on this play, meaning the Giants will have two offensive linemen to block three Eagles blitzers. Someone is going to get home, and this time it's cornerback Brandon Boykin, who has a wide-open lane to Manning. Boykin wraps him up, and while he doesn't bring him down for the sack, forces Manning to make an ill-advised throw to running back Peyton Hillis. D'Amico Ryans plasters Hillis, and the ball falls incomplete as Cox comes in and throws the veteran down at the end of the play for good measure. This is another example of Billy Davis creating pressure on opposing quarterbacks, and it has helped contribute to this unit's continued improvement throughout the season.
It is second down and 7. Cox the tailback. On second down, Manning gives it off to Cox again, and he's hit for a loss. Tripped up by Michael Kendricks, who knifed to his left and made the stop.
This does every week. Head coach Chip Kelly joins us to kind of break down a little bit of last week here and some other plays. Let's start really with Michael Kendricks here on this play, because his ability to diagnose this play quickly, he's a B-gap player. He knows he's got to get there. So his ability to beat the guard and make this play in the backfield, you know, one of the reasons why he was your leading tackler last week.
Yeah, the one thing with Mike is you see a constant improvement from him on a weekly basis, and just getting more comfortable being an inside linebacker in a 3-4 on first and second down. Does a great job of recognizing the play. It's him and the guard matched up in a one-on-one battle. The one thing that Mike really realizes is that obviously, because of his size and his speed and his quickness. He's more athletic, so you watch him slip the block, kind of come underneath the guard, and then, you know, make a play to really, I think, set the tone for us defensively for the day. And I think we did a really, really good job all day long against the Giants' run game. Everybody kind of has an area where they got to go and understands their fits. And you may have seen Mike earlier try to run over the top but then leave a vacated hole in the B gap, where understand what gap you're responsible for, and then when you see it, you know, if you see green grass, pull the trigger and go. And I think he's not hesitating anymore. He's really using his athletic ability to make plays that we all believed he can make and he knows he can make. But I think right now Mike's not thinking out there. He's just responding.
Just go.
You know.
Coach, let's take a look at Benny Logan here. You made a trade this week. Benny Logan's going to get a chance to play on the nose a little bit. Damian Square will be up. So let's look at his skill set here as he plays in this 3-4 defense.
Yeah, really coming along. Doesn't play as many snaps, and that was a big thing for us. How do we get Benny involved more? But I think Benny, Clifton Gathers, who only had 13 snaps but three contacts with the ball on Sunday against the Giants, and then Damian Square, who was active for the first two games, but we had to make him deactive because we have 7 D linemen. So, you know, it was just a matter of, we felt those three young guys, we need to get them on the field more. You know, Benny's a long arm guy. He's got great center of balance, can take on blocks extremely well, diagnoses the run game extremely well, and is very, very active. It was just, you know, probably the one position on our team where our most depth was on the defensive line. So we just felt like there was value. Soap did a great job. He's going to a team where they're going to play him. They've lost two defensive linemen.
Yep.
So in most trade situations, you hope it's a win-win. You know, it's a win for Soap in terms of where he's going. He did a great job here, and we wish him the best of luck. But we feel like we got some value, and now we got an opportunity to play our young guys even a little bit more.
Coach, let's take a look at the run game here, because we're going to show two plays, the exact same play, same formation, one early in the year against Denver and then one last week. And let's just look at Shady McCoy. Let's look at the blocking up front. This is your inside zone. And I thought you got good push and good movement between your double teams. They really push this double team up to the linebackers, and it really gives Shady the hole clean so that he can make that move and then get up on the safety.
You know, I think all of our offensive linemen are taking an angle of departure to the right. You know, it's a right play for us, and their job is just really to cover up the guy in their play side gap, and they all do a good job. Jason's working here. Evan will work up to the linebacker. Todd and Jason Kelsey are working a combination block up to that linebacker. And really, Selleck and Lane are working the same combination here. It's the same exact block across the board. But what they do is they do a great job of all staying square. And what we really want to talk about, just cover your guys up. And so there is a crease for LeSean to hit the ball in. Now, if this guy were to come inside, then the crease would be there. If the backside guy flows a little bit more, the crease would be there. But when he gets to the line of scrimmage and he has an opportunity to insert, you know, it's a one-cut move. He's going to stick his foot in the ground, and he's going to get vertical. Because we've covered everybody up in the front seven, it'll get him to the second level right now.
How much does it change, Coach, depending on who's that quarterback in that position right there?
I think it just changes depending on what the defense decides to do. And I think the biggest thing is, not every play do we leave this guy unblocked. You know, we can turn Jason out and block him, and we may leave him unblocked. It's just a mathematical numbers game. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 blockers, and they have 7 guys. So he has to be a factor. You know, part of how we go through this whole thing is we can read a lot of different guys. So I think we do a good job of mixing it up. And when everybody executes what they're supposed to do, the unblocked guy is not making the tackle. So Mike makes a good decision. We hand the ball, and we're 2nd and 4, and we're 2nd and 2, and we're off to the races.
Same play, same formation last week against the Giants. Why is this just a 4-yard run instead of a 15-yard run, Coach?
We get washed a little bit here, but I like the movement between these two guys up here. It's the same exact block here, and it's the same exact block here. It just gets pushed down a little bit farther because there's a 3 technique here. There was a shade the last time the 3 technique was over here, but we can block any look. And now we just got to push it a little bit longer and then insert. The last cut came in the backside A gap. This cut may come in the front side A gap.
Coach, you've been running this inside zone forever. So, I mean, there's really, you've seen every combination of way to kind of stop it, to put a front on it. You've seen it all. So there's a counter to everything that the defense wants to do.
Yeah, you know, you can change how you block the backside, but really on this play, just stay on track and hit it. There's no reason to get over here and wait to see what's developing. It's just a flow play, and if the flow continues to go, as we talk about, just ride the wave. And ultimately, you know, you want to hit home runs all the time, but if these guys up front can get us 2 yards and that guy can get us 2 yards, it's a 4-yard run, which is a good run in the NFL. And line get me 2, back get me 2, and let's come back on 2nd and 6 and keep the ball moving.
So, on this play right now,
stay on front.
Is that just right there?
Just stay with it.
Just keep hitting it and keep.
He's going to get to here.
He's going to get to here. There's spots, and you know, it's easy for all of us. The sure. tough part with this is that we can all stop the film and then do that in real time. We just need to stay on track. We got to do a better job of giving these looks in practice. Stay on track. Mm-hmm. We've got great movement right here. These three guys are doing an outstanding
line of scrimmage
job.
Just moved.
Let's move. And if they've moved them too, can you get me too? We got 4 yards there. We're second and six. We're in great shape.
4 yards, you're on schedule.
Yeah.
You'll take that 4 yards in that.
I think anybody in the NFL would take 4 yards on first down.
Coming up on the show, we'll show you which position group will be on high alert against Oakland. But coming up next, how will the Eagles' defense contain Terrell Pryor and the Raiders' offense? We'll explain that more when Eagles' game plan returns. Eagles' game plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. This Sunday, the Eagles will play against Terrell Pryor and a Raiders offense that's a lot more difficult to defend than it might seem. Sure, Pryor is not a great passer. He's a bit of a pusher. He doesn't drive the ball. Their passing concepts are extremely limited. But when you look at Pryor in the shotgun and what they do formationally in the backfield and with all kinds of personnel, formations, deception, this is a difficult offense to prepare for and to defend. All you have to do is go back to the first play from scrimmage last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It looked like a simple read option play that confused the Steelers. It was so much more than that. It had a great element to it. It had the power element. The right guard pulled as if it was a power run to the left. That forced the Steelers' defense, particularly linebackers Lamar Woodley and Lawrence Timmons, to react that way. And look at safety Ryan Clark hit the alley on the side of the power look. He's still looking for Terrell Pryor, who came out the other side off the read option element. This is the kind of stuff you have to defend when you play against the Raiders. You have one back pistol, two back pistol, one back option, two back option, full house backfield, and it's built on deception. So the Eagles must be very disciplined in their approach. The other thing you really have to defend with Terrell Pryor is his improvisational ability. His ability to make a play even when your defense wins tactically. He did that against San Diego earlier in the season in a big drive in the fourth quarter. You can see him take the snap. He gets a little pressure right in his face, moves to his right. Look at him avoid. Keeps moving to his right, throws the ball down the sideline to Butler for 19 yards and a critical first down. The improvisational element that Terrell Pryor brings to the table is very difficult for defenses because they can do everything right structurally and tactically, and Pryor can still beat them. So this matchup against Terrell Pryor and the Raiders is a lot tougher than it may initially seem.
Hey, a big part of the Oakland Raiders offense is Terrell Pryor, their young quarterback, who's got a good arm and is a great athlete. His ability to get the ball down the field to two receivers. One is Temple's own Rod Streetle right here in the circle. And really, this is just a straight go route right here against San Diego earlier this year. You can see just excellent execution, how quickly Terrell Pryor off play action gets this ball out of his hands. And lets Rod Streeter go get it right now. They have big play capabilities. It's not just Rod Streeter either. It's also Denarius Moore, who has the exact same capability right here as he can get past this defender right here. Both corners are going to get lots of opportunities here to cover the deep ball. Safety's got to be careful of this. This is off a read option fake right now. Again, he cuts it loose early and lets his receiver go get it. Denarius Moore's got tremendous speed. He's a good route runner. So the Eagles are going to have their hands full with these two wideouts, Denarius Moore and Rod Streeter. They like to get the ball down the field to them as often as possible. This portion of the Eagles game plan was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll dive inside the Oakland Raiders defense and what makes them so dangerous right here on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan, and I just studying the Oakland Raiders this week. They are a group of miscasts, misfits, collection of bodies from other teams and getting a second chance to play. And the head coach, Dennis Allen, is doing a good job of putting him in positions to make plays, like Charles Woodson right here on a safety blitz against the Redskins.
Yeah, Baldy, they used to say Oakland was the place you go to end your career and never be found again. But Dennis Allen has these guys playing like they have something to prove. And Charles Woodson, the ageless wonder, still getting it
done. Came out of the draft with you.
Yeah, and you know I'm old, so imagine 24 being out there still making plays. You got to be impressed with the future Hall of Famer.
Well, I think any time your number gets called, I don't care what the defense is, like Woodson right here is getting a chance to come to the backside here of RG3, you relish that opportunity to go make that play.
Yeah, and this is a play where clearly the quarterback has to get the ball out of his hands quick here. Charles Woodson is a guy that's unaccounted for. A little bit of delayed blitz there. That's what Oakland likes to do to you. They like to let you think that no one's coming, and they bring an extra guy when he's not prepared.
Now, one thing you have to be prepared for, this is Tracy Porter in the slot right here against the Colts, and they like to bring these slot blitzes. I mean, they're trying to get an extra body to that quarterback, a free hitter, as they call him, trying to get pressure on the quarterback. Whoever's that quarterback this week, they've got to be prepared for this.
Yeah, and here again, you're talking about a guy coming off the slot. The one thing Oakland loves doing is bringing their corners in their safeties. These are guys that are often unaccounted for by offensive linemen. When you don't have talent that creates pressure on his own like a regular front four, what coaches tend to do is they're going to bring extra guys. That's what Dennis Allen has adopted as a philosophy. They're going to create pressure by bringing extra guys. Your pre-snap reads will be critical this week.
One thing I've noticed from the Raiders, though, Ike, through the first half of the season, this defense plays hard. It's effort. It's enthusiasm, and they believe that they're a better team than the record says they are right now. This portion of the Eagles game plan was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. The 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Guys, this is our final segment. We call it three and out. Our final thoughts as the Eagles get ready to head to the black hole. Ike, what do the Eagles need to do in Oakland to come out with a victory?
Well, first of all, they need to continue to be road warriors. I mean, all their wins have come on the road this year, so they need to take advantage of going out there to Oakland to play. But more importantly, this defense needs to continue to get stronger. They're going to get their first chance to look at this style of a quarterback since week one against RG3. They did a nice job of containing him. Terrell Pryor presents a lot of those same problems for opposing defenses. I'll be interested in seeing how the defense continues to build on what they started the last 3 or 4 weeks.
All right, Ike, you went defense right here. Mike, what do you think here?
I like the defense. They really have to continue to play the way they've played. You know, you talked about Streeter, you talked about Moore, those two dangerous weapons that he has on the outside. But you've got to make sure that they don't get big plays down the field. And we saw what Pryor can do running the football. They've got to contain him, make sure that they don't give him running lanes, and don't allow big plays.
You know, I'm going to go with the offense here. I mean, obviously they haven't found the end zone in 2 weeks in a row right now. And if I watch the Raiders' defense, I mean, there are a bunch of castaways and misfits on that defense, but they play hard. Yeah. They challenge you every play. But regardless of who plays quarterback, regardless of who's in there right now, there's plays to be made. And when they're there to be made, the Eagles got to take advantage of it. You know, they're going to take advantage of some aggressiveness, but they've got to find the end zone this week. I think the Eagles' offense has got to show up, and they've got to execute a lot better than they have in the last couple of weeks. All right, for Mike Quick and Ike Reese, I'm Brian Baldinger. Joining us here next week for Eagles Game Plan is we'll break down the Green Bay Packers. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.